Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Got a little bit of reflux smell on your breath?
What'd that mean?
Please, give me my weed, all right?
Actors, comedians, musicians, stuff like that. Not to say that Late Night doesn't get their share of politicians and the occasional scientist or zoologist or something. But without a network to say, hey, so-and-so's premiering on this new show on our network, so you got to have them on. Because we don't know a whole lot about David Letterman, his interests could be quite varied. But, I mean, it's Netflix. And I'm going to check it out regardless.
Is he going to say Buttafuoco?
I'm wondering if he's going to...
If he can work it into one of the six episodes.
Buttafuoco? Is that... I just like saying the word.
Buttafuoco.
Like, admittedly, a lot of what David Letterman did on his show was killing time. But he killed time in a really funny way.
So she hated my tie until I told her it was made out of 100% Buttafuoco fiber.
Yeah. I remember this.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, I'm a little...
Check his hair in the
Peter's
camera.
Tie, yeah. Peter's tie, that's because Peter's the guy. And
I didn't like Paul at the time, but looking back, I think they made a perfect pair. And he is a talented guy.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Schaefer is a very talented musician.
Didn't he do a lot of theme show songs?
He's worked in all kinds of music.
Okay. I'm going to say he's...
Yeah, as a writer and composer and music director, band leader, session musician. I mean, that guy is just he is pure music. Mm. But again, I was a teenager, and Paul Schaefer was square. Mm. You know, and he's playing a bunch of old people rock. And
hey.
Paul Schaefer in the world's most dangerous band.
Damn, they must have been pretty dangerous.
See, there, he didn't do himself any favors with his image.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly... I don't think he's trying to appeal to teenagers.
This is the most popular song, according to the Google Music.
Oh, let's hit it. Oh, yeah, this is... oh, shit, who did this song originally? A lot of people know this from David Bowie's collection of covers, pinups. But originally it was some band that was like contemporary of like the Animals and shit like that, like early 60s kind of British invasion thing. Does it list a writer on there? You're in Google Music. Hit that info button or something.
That info button.
This is a shitty version of this. Who's singing? Kate Bush?
This is, Jenny Lewis?
Jenny Lewis, oh yeah. I like some of her stuff. The McCoys. This is, I'm going to need to earwash with the original or David Bowie version.
There you go. Roll over Beethoven. Paul Schaefer.
I'm going to need to hear the MC5 version of this to get it out.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not
rock
bad.
And or roll.
At least we got some
rock
real keys.
And or roll.
Some real keys in there or something. Some real instruments.
Awesome.
I'm not sure these vocalists work together really well, huh?
Yeah.
This is kind of weird. I don't even think they did those takes at the same time. It sounds a little too studio musician-y. Damn, that was a nice run. That sounds way better produced than the Paul Schaefer one, though.
Yeah.
Gonna write a little letter, gonna mail it to my local DJ. And it's a
I mean, honestly, if I'm going to listen to music like this, I want to hear four-track recordings anyway, usually. I want to hear somebody from, like, the 50s.
Here's the ear wash.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That feels better. See, that guitar tone, man. I don't care how good your production skills are. Like, hard to beat a Chuck Berry on guitar. Yeah. Tone. Much less playing.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter. I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yeah, this is a jumping little record. I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven. I gotta hear it again today.
Driving the shit out of the mic and the board freeze.
Yeah.
Getting that distortion. Yeah.
My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues.
It's totally overdriven. It sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's all I was thinking about when you were talking about him. Smell my fart.
Okay. I said you couldn't beat him on guitar tone.
That's a different type of tone.
Ass tone, too.
That's true, man. I mean, if I could blast like that, I might show off a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely would.
Just not during the rim job. I mean, I'm not an animal.
15 actors who will never star in a superhero movie.
Why not Clint Eastwood?
Have they made this decree? Or has Hollywood made this decree?
Yeah, this was an article from CBR, and they compiled everything's 15. It has to be. That's the rule. If you're going to make a list, it has to be 15 things. You can break it into 7 and 8 at number 15. I don't know how you rank these things other than, like, they were the most vehemently against being in a superhero film.
But I just saw him in one. He was in the A-Team.
John Hamm?
Does that count? He was at the end of the A-Team.
That damn near counts.
Okay.
I'd almost give that to you.
But he wasn't
it took
part
me a decade,
of the A-Team.
But I saw the A-Team.
With Rampage Jackson?
Yes, Rampage Jackson, Bradley Cooper.
It's only Lee too Anderson. Bad because I think he would make a badass Superman.
Damn.
John Hamm?
That would be good.
Or Black Bolt. I think he'd be better looking Black Bolt than
the guy they
met Tool.
Yeah.
What did he have to say about it? It's a lot of work. One thing, which is not necessarily the reason I go into business, which is to do many things. Oh, he's saying that...
He says he hates the contracts.
You're tied into a multi-movie deal of doing the same character. I can definitely see that.
Oh, no. Steady work as an actor.
Right.
Horrors.
A guaranteed
paycheck?
Doesn't
mean you can't do other shit. Amanda...
I don't even know who this is.
Seyfried. I first saw her on Big Love, playing one of the daughters, and she is currently in Twin Peaks.
Jason Statham.
It says this chick hates the wire work and the green screen.
She doesn't want to put on a suit. Okay.
Not the show.
Jason Statham.
Yeah, 13. I don't understand.
Like a villain maybe, but yeah, yeah. He's not interested in it.
Maybe like Black Mask?
They never offered me a part in one of those, and I don't think the shoes would fit. Or the cape wouldn't fit.
Imagine him playing back.
Rose
Black
McGowan.
Mask.
Oh, that chick.
Rose McGowan. She's you played so a lady with a machine gun leg.
She's so hot.
In a halter top.
Yeah.
So let's see why you won't be in a superhero film. I'm not judging.
I thought
but
she
I'm
was so
like,
hot 20 years ago, and I think she's so hot now.
Oh, yes.
Dude, this chick is. Where she's like top five for me.
She says, "Where are the human stories? I don't want green goblins and tight outfits. I want intelligence, daring work that." I want intelligence, daring work that drives society forward. I want a mirror, not every cliche
like
regurgitated ad nauseum. It does not... I'm not saying that she's wrong for wanting those things, but if those have been your desires, you don't seem to have acted on them in the past because your film work doesn't reflect a lot of that.
Whatever she's hot.
Yeah.
Pierce Bronson.
Well, now isn't James Bond a superhero?
Yes. I would say that he almost does classify. He may as well be.
So
you can have multiple people play the same guy.
Whatever. You already are a superhero.
He's of literature.
Yeah. Emma Thompson, Sean Penn. Look at you guys. Nobody's asking you to play anything other than a cameo or a second villain.
Sean Penn.
In a film. So.
Who wants you in superhero movies? You'd fuck them up.
Yeah.
Make them all heavy. Reese Witherspoon.
Well, Sean Penn says that that there are some good movies, some good superhero stuff, but let's not drown ourselves in the genre. Okay.
John Cho, like, wouldn't like Star Trek count as that shit?
Yeah, kind
of. I mean, sure, there's a lot of them, especially compared to what there used to be, but really, it's not like you're really bombarded with it. Yeah, there's a lot more Mexicans than there used to be in this country. Is it really a problem?
Man, dang. Again, isn't Jason Bourne a superhero?
John Cho is on Star Trek. This is genre enough to be superhero, although... Wait, wasn't he on Heroes, too? Or I'm confusing him with somebody else.
They don't all look the same.
Stop.
Wow.
I did not. You did not. Matt Damon. Why not Matt Damon?
Damon. Again, is Jason Bourne a superhero?
That crushes our dreams of Matt Damon as Robin. Matthew McConaughey. All right,
I agree with this one. What would it be? Weed Man? Joaquin Phoenix? Haven't we given up on that guy in like normal movies anyway? Dre got his Oscar.
You know what? Fuck this set piece. Let's focus on the... Wait. I just said, we almost got him as Doctor Strange, but it sounds like we... probably dodged a bullet.
Clint Eastwood. Wasn't Dirty Harry technically kind of a...
There was a time when the idea of Clint Eastwood as older Bruce Wayne in a true adaptation of Frank Miller's The Dark Knight Returns would have been dream casting. Would it really, you think? I don't think so.
No.
Mel Gibson.
He'd probably just try to beat up the black president. Not Mel Gibson, but... Well, yeah, Mel Gibson, too.
Yeah.
And Clint Eastwood, they'd make a good team.
Number one, Naomi Watts.
I think, actually, they should try and get people like Mel Gibson and Clint Eastwood to star in Mark Miller's movies, because they'd be really good at playing really sexist assholes that are into violence. Naomi Watts, why not? I don't know who any of these people would really play anyways, and let's face it.
Oh, because she's getting...
She's doing more TV
than movie.
Now that makes sense.
She's saying how she's not really interested in doing film right now because the industry's all fucked.
Because superhero movies. Did you see Josh Brolin as Cable?
Yeah. Looks interesting.
First thought, yeah?
Yeah. It might be worthwhile to check out. I've actually seen even some, behind the scenes, like them shooting it.
He looks like David Lynch. That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
He looks like a cyborg David Lynch. It's not what I was expecting. I still say the guy from Bloodline would be better, the cop.
I'm trying to think.
But I'm into it. Oh, wait, you're serious?
Yeah, I signed up for it. The website's funky. I actually have to call Lyft and go, hey, your shit isn't working.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, okay.
Give me our promo codes.
Yeah. And,
that responsible weedsman.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Get a Lyft.
I used,
and then we can get money.
I used Lyft. I had never used one of these services until recently when I had car trouble. Mm-hmm. And I had to get my car repaired to the tune of $600
more. Damn.
Of which not was my fault this time, because it wasn't just car falling apart shit. It was somebody hitting it who now refuses to pay for it.
Yeah, get that bitch.
It's not worth it.
Master P said, pass me them things. Let's get them.
Yeah, no, she finally responded to me, and she was like, just talking nonsense. And I'm like, okay, obviously...
Dude, you backed into me.
Obviously, you're fine with living as a piece of shit human being, so have a nice life. That's the end of it. I'm not going to pursue her. I'm not going to try and take her to
your house down.
This. I'm not going to get anything but slashed tires or a busted windshield, most likely, if I pursue it.
Your windshield as you move out.
So... I took my car to the shop. I called the Lyft. You know, actually, well, I told you the story about the car breaking down the one time when it was overheating, and I called the Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lyft hooked me up with a mechanic, and that was the mechanic that I took it to. And when I took it back to him to have the damage from the wreck done, I called the Lyft to get to work, and then I called the Lyft to get back to the shop when the shit was done.
Fuck yeah, Lyft is that shit. It's cheap.
And they're not sexist like Uber.
It's cheap. I just like Lyft because you can tip. I always felt scuzzy getting out of an Uber and not tipping.
I've spent a lot on the car repairs and everything. Everybody got $2. I thought that was these were mostly short trips. The biggest fare that I had was $25. I still tipped them $2.
I'm just on everything.
I think that seems fair.
I do 20%, where it's delivery, Lyft, restaurant. I just do 20%.
Well, I did more than 20%.
So if I take a $25 lift, I'm spending 30, you know, like.
Okay, so I'm not. I'm tipping at like 10%, not even.
Hey, at least you're giving them something.
Right.
Tipping at like 7%.
Give them something.
Something, something.
Well, then I had $12 fares that I tipped $2 on.
Oh, so there you go.
But it was all on fares. Not like I had the same Lyft driver.
20% on that, it's $240.
It was just like $2, good music. They weren't smelly.
20% five stars.
They
had
like
stars.
Boxes you can check.
20% five stars. That's just what I give them. Except the one guy. I think I told you guys this story, right? It was something. Mandy was working. She had the truck. I get a lift from Metro Airport to here. We're heading towards the house. Like, we're coming. We are still on the stretch of 94, like, where you're coming from the terminal. You are still, you can see planes on one side, terminal on the other, like mm-hmm. that part. And it's
heading
a nice.
Towards my neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a nice day. And
a plane lands on the freeway.
No. And the guy starts talking about. He starts talking about chemtrails.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, what? I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm like, I'm just trying to be like, no, dude, we're by the airport. It's a hot day. Like, you know, you could see all the exhaust.
That's a great idea, though, you know.
Like, I'm on planes all the time. There's exhaust coming out of them things.
You could sell that as an exclusive specialty business where you just had like a, whatever city you were in, you had the local conspiracy theory cab driver experience.
Nice. Kind of like a tour slash.
He would drive you around town and he would tell you about all the messed up shit that happened in that city.
But yeah, I'm trying to talk about his plane exhaust and he's like, no, those are chemtrails. I'm like, oh my God, I have to ride with you in a car for 45 minutes. Right. Just grab my bag and barrel roll and get out now. Call another lift.
Chemtrails are what made you stupid enough to believe that shit.
Him? I rated him like.
What came first? The chicken or the egg?
Like 3 stars. And then there was another. Oh, my first lift ride.
You gave him 3 stars for the. You docked him 2 for chemtrails? Did you leave it in your remarks?
Because he's weird.
Tell us, please, in an experience.
But on my first Lyft ride, it's amazing I used the company.
Conspiracy nut. You check the box. But
my first ever Lyft ride, the motherfucker takes a phone call on his cell phone while he's driving me. I'm like, what?
I had an old. I had a middle-aged black woman who denied the call that she received while she was driving. And I had an old-as-fuck cancer survivor. That was like, you know, all old guys are like missing the index finger on their right hand.
Mm-hmm. This guy's missing all of his fingers.
No, he's just the one. He took a phone call from his wife while he was driving. I don't know. We were going like 45 miles an hour on a straightway.
Oh. I'll get it. Like, hey, you're on. That's your off. That's time to shine.
Yeah.
Nothing's that important. Can't wait 20 minutes.
My life's in your hands right now. Eyes on the road, Chief.
Yeah.
Is what I wanted to say. But he didn't seem to be driving erratically.
I told you, my very ever first ride-sharing experience.
But they should put that as a checkbox. Were they on the phone? Was it hands-free or not?
No, that's what I'm saying. He grabbed. Yeah. But my very ever first ride-sharing experience was an Uber. I was taking it home from a buddy's bachelor party downtown Detroit. Mm-hmm. We get like 2 minutes into the ride, his phone crashes, and he's like, you got to get out. What do you mean I got to get out?
Oh, yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
Because he can't charge you anymore if the app isn't running.
Yeah.
App has to be running for him to
make money.
Get
the fuck out of here. Like, I'm drunk, and you're like, I just got in here.
What a dick.
Yeah.
See, Uber are dicks.
Well, no, I complained. I got something for that.
All the Lyft drivers I had have been pretty awesome. They've all been super friendly people. Mm-hmm. They were all great.
The chemtrail guy was a Lyft guy.
Good drivers, too. Hey, I mean, so... Did you have a problem with the way he drove? Did you feel safe in his car? I mean, I don't think you should have docked him for the chemtrails.
It was just like, dude, keep your Alex Jones shit to yourself if you're dealing with the public, man.
Did he offer you a shake?
Let's just talk about just general bullshit, like the Tigers, the weather,
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to hear about your crazy, like, you know, is there chemicals in my bottled water to make me gay? I don't know. Keep that shit to yourself, pal. Your Polita ride. I just want to ride.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.